free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
On February 3rd, 2023, a train consisting of 50 railway cars carrying hazardous chemicals traveling from Illinois to Pennsylvania derailed in the small town of East Palestine, Ohio, causing a spill of toxic material known as vinyl chloride, a noxious gas used in the production of PVC materials. Vinyl chloride is described as a colorless, flammable gas that evaporates very quickly. It's used to make polyvinyl chloride, PVC pipes, wire coatings, vehicle upholstery, and plastic kitchenware. Higher than normal levels of vinyl chloride may be present inside new cars as the chemical evaporates from new vinyl products. Vinyl chloride can be formed in the environment when soil organisms break down chlorinated solvents. In the environment, the highest levels of vinyl chloride are found in air around factories producing vinyl products. Vinyl chloride that is released by industries or formed by the breakdown of other chlorinated chemicals can enter the air and drinking water supplies. Vinyl chloride is a common contaminant found near landfills. In an attempt to clear the debris field and tracks, authorities set fire to the spilled chemicals in what they refer to as a controlled burn, releasing highly toxic chemicals into the atmosphere, which are spreading over hundreds of square miles. It's not a controlled burn, it is a deliberate, uncontrolled disaster. They claimed to be worried about a potential explosion, so they set fire to the chemicals, creating a huge plume of poison, rather than removing the chemicals properly, which would be far more costly. Residents in the area are already reporting dying wildlife, including masses of dead fish seen in the local streams, creeks, and rivers. When vinyl chloride comes into contact with water, it transforms into hydrochloric acid, which binds to water molecules and is very dangerous. This will bring acid rain to the farmlands and waterways. Other highly volatile chemicals have also been released into the air, and many residents have reported symptoms associated with toxic inhalation, including respiratory illness. Residents were evacuated, and after only 3 days, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, claimed that it was safe to return to the area. This is the same EPA that declared that the air was safe to breathe in New York after the 9/11 attacks, and yet tens of thousands of first responders, rescue workers, etc., have suffered severe illnesses because of the EPA's lies. People were told it was safe to return, although the railway company, Norfolk Southern, has not completed the cleanup of the chemical spill. Some have referred to this disaster as the American Chernobyl, and it may very well be the worst chemical disaster spill in American history. There has been an ongoing media blackout of this horrific catastrophe, and one journalist was arrested simply for trying to report on the incident. The mainstream media is distracting the public with reports of balloons being shot down with Sidewinder missiles that come with a price tag of roughly $500,000 apiece. Oh, and watch out for UFOs too. Toxic chemicals are contaminating the air, soil, and water, and the long-term effects have the potential to be completely devastating, including a possible rise in cancer rates, especially due to the fact that known carcinogens are being released into the environment. Chemicals are entering into the Ohio River, which connects to the Mississippi River and many other waterways in the United States, so the potential for environmental devastation is enormous, despite what the criminal EPA or the lying mass media says. The Ohio River Basin is home to around 25 million people, and the river provides drinking water to some 5 million people. Ohio is a heavy agricultural area with some 75,000 farms, 90% of which are independently owned. The igniting of toxic chemicals certainly has the potential to devastate the agricultural industry in the region. Over the past year or so, dozens upon dozens of food processing plants and distribution facilities in America have mysteriously burned to the ground. Considering this, many have speculated that the disaster in East Palestine may very well have been an act of sabotage to further destroy the food supply. I certainly wouldn't be surprised if that were the case, especially in light of the fact that Western governments have gone to war against their own people under the guise of fighting a fake pandemic. Perhaps not enough people took the poisonous COVID jabs, and the deliberate releasing of toxic chemicals into the air was the next move in this war against the people. We've also seen recent attacks on several electrical substations. Interestingly, in 2022, Netflix released a film called White Noise, which depicted a train derailment in that very location that resulted in the release of toxic chemicals. What a coincidence. There have also been other derailments and spills recently, including a train crash in Michigan and a truck accident in Arizona, which resulted in a chemical spill of nitric acid. Trains have also derailed in Texas and South Carolina. My heart goes out to the people in East Palestine and the other areas that may be affected by this disaster. Walk in peace.